A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching the radar carefully. Very mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. And again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Saturday's high in the lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, but we're worried about the risk of some severe weather, perhaps towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. And we'll keep you up to date on that. Our weather app will be good to get on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man wanted for several robberies is now in custody. They say 24-year-old Keontae Collins turned himself in after seeing himself on a Crime Stopper segment. Police say he robbed four people at gunpoint four separate times since November. Marcus McNeil has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. His platform includes massive cuts in city spending and starting a city school system if MPS does not make significant improvements within a year. And U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced he will challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones in 2020. Byrne made the announcement in Mobile yesterday. Senator Doug Jones released a statement saying Byrne is a career politician and part of the problem in Washington. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Okay, what do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suites are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Where did you say Driving and Crying is playing?
Kevin Kenny.
Kevin Kenny.
Kevin.
Kevin.
No I.
Playing at the Capri tonight. Has he ever played? I mean, is this the first time he's played solo? I've never heard of him playing solo.
No, none of the other people are original, are they?
I have no idea, but I've seen him solo before, so.
Does he play all the hits?
Yeah.
Just acoustic or something?
Probably.
I mean, how do you play this song without drums?
I don't know.
Stop pestering me.
Dang, man. Show up and see.
I'm not going to be there.
Georgia's own.
I got to practice.
You gotta practice
For my cooking. Yeah, I gotta throw some of those prime ribeyes on there. I don't know if any black cooks are invited to this event. I got a friend who's pestering me about why he didn't get invited. I don't know. I hope. I mean, I hope it's a great crowd.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing a lot to promote it.
Yeah. I've heard nothing about it anywhere.
Well, I mean, I have now that you told me that you're cooking downtown tomorrow.
That's the only thing I know about it. I mean, honestly, I don't know anything else about it.
Well, look, I mean, you're not in charge of that part. You're in charge of showing up and cooking.
I asked, what time am I going to have to leave my house, and what time should I tell my wife I'm expected home?
Right.
And they said, be there at 4, you should be home by 10.
There you go.
I was like, okay, that's fair. You know, a couple hours to load in, you got to get your instructions, and there's judges, and then they got an award ceremony, and I mean, that's all I was told. That's all I was told. All right. Our number 272-9228. I am going to grab an axe, and I'm going to tear this studio limb from limb if I can't get my earphones to work in this jack. I cannot. There we go. Holy mackerel.
Well, the good thing is that we've been saved an axe rampage.
For now.
I mean, yeah, right?
For now. China bans millions from flights and trains and social credit crackdown. This is the greatest thing
ever. Oh, this thing is crazy.
This is great. Banned from things such as air travel and train travel, blacklisted individuals are being punished in a broad effort to boost trustworthiness among the 1.4 billion Chinese citizens tracked by the massive system. Basically, it works this way. You have an application. You have an application on your phone. And if I see Dave do something socially undesirable...
If.
When I see Dave do something socially undesirable. Well, not necessarily when, because some of these would be ifs. Like smoking cigarettes, drinking to excess, saying foul things, saying negative things about the government. In fact, actually, it is, in fact, when. I would report him. I would open up my application. I would say, David L. Mallory
has been socially undesirable
on this day.
And then, shocker.
And I would report him. And his credit score would go down. There's no, like, they don't follow up. There's
Can't get much lower, let me tell you.
it's just like crowd bullying.
Yeah.
And the bullying, you know, and here's why I bring it up. Here's why I'm fascinated with it. We're doing the same thing here in the United States. We're doing the exact same thing here in the United States. Don't believe me? Get on Twitter sometime when one of these outrage swarms is going on. Get on Twitter sometime when one of these outrage swarms is going on. For example, it bleeds over. There's a conservative performance artist. She is a, oh gosh, what do you call those? Burlesque? Is that where they take their tops off and dance around?
Yeah, basically.
That's what she does. Her name's Martina Markota.
Okay.
Martina Markota. Chase Bank told her she could no longer do business at Chase Bank. I'll tell you right now, I don't think Chase has a location around here. But if you have a Chase credit card or Chase Bank and you're doing business with them, they are deplatforming conservatives left and right. I have talked to two people personally who've been deplatformed. They're not listed in this article, and I'm not going to say their names.
They're also, like, you know, part of deplatforming the entire economy, but, you know.
Well, yeah. But they are deplatforming people. They're not letting conservative. If you're a conservative Trump supporter, they will not let you bank there. Here's what it says. 2 weeks after Chase announced that it would no longer do business with Enrico Tarrio, he's a conservative. Conservative performance artist, rebel media personality Martina Markota has become the latest conservative media figure targeted by the bank, which has made no secret of its support for liberal causes. In an interview with Big League Politics, Markota explained the account that was shuttered had been linked to an Indiegogo campaign that she had used to raise more than $34,000 for a graphic novel she'd been working on. And the decision to shut down the account was a financial burden for her.
Yeah, no, I mean, duh.
She was mailed a letter from the bank. She shared the letter on Twitter. She contacted the bank to try to figure out why the account had been shut down. They refused to give her a reason.
That's
she
crazy.
Believes the decision was politically motivated due to her support for President Trump. I'm telling you, if you have a Chase credit card, call and cancel it. There's no reason any conservative in America should be doing business with Chase. If they want to shut people down, then we need to shut them down. Trust me, you can get a credit card somewhere else. You could get a Chase credit. You can get a credit card somewhere else. Go to ASC Credit Union. You can get a credit card there. You do not have to do business with Chase. Anyone who wants to deplatform legitimate conservatives in the mainstream of conservative ideology and make it so they can't bank. So that's what this is going on here. It's not just China. It's just China has an app. And it's government-sponsored. It's creepy, too. Can you imagine going to get on the bus like, no, sir, your social credit score is under 500.
Not this bus.
You can take...
You get to take the sorry bus.
You can take the sorry bus, Marcus. Our prison kind of has something like that. I went and I visited the prisons.
Uh-huh.
They have what's called an honor dorm.
Right.
And then they have the regular dorm. So we go visit first the honor dorm, and it's okay. I mean, it's kind of busted down. It's old. It's decrepit. Whatever. I wouldn't want to be there. But then we go visit the other dorm, and it's like the place has been torn limb from limb. It's just disgusting. No offense if you're listening in prison, because I hear we are huge in the prisons.
Big in jails.
They love us. Jails
I
mean, love us.
I don't blame them.
No, that's dead serious. There are like six prisons in our listening audience, and they love us.
That's awesome.
I just wish they got ratings boosts.
But so look, we're a 2, but if you account for the jail,
we're like a 47. All right. I'm going to cover this one later. Bradley, well, we'll cover that when Steve gets here. Oh, this is great. Kamala Harris's dad has basically come out and called her a fraud.
Is he the Ugandan giant?
No.
Oh, okay. Just
Kamala Harris's dad is Jamaican.
Wow.
Here's what. This is a CBS story.
To go around with like a moon painted on his belly. Sorry, wrestling references here, people.
This is a CBS Market Watch story. Kamala Harris, who admitted to smoking pot by saying, "quote I did inhale," in a reference to notorious statement by Bill Clinton a quarter century ago where he said he did not inhale.
Yeah, she'd been chiefing trees, man.
She was also asked by a radio host about accusations that she had in the past opposed legalization efforts. Her answer was, "half my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me?" Apparently that did not sit well with her father, who's from Jamaica. And he said, "speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty."
Well.
"My dear departed grandmothers, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their grave right now to see their family's name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of pot-smoking joy-seekers and in pursuit of identity politics." Kamala Harris's dad hates her guts.
Apparently.
He called her a travesty. The only word he didn't use was ratchet. "We wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty." I'm telling you what.
That's a
commercial.
A strong statement.
No, that's a campaign spot. If she picks up steam,
yeah.
Wait for the campaign spot from other Democrats, fellow Democrats. And it's going to be a blank screen. It's going to be Kamala Harris kind of grayed out. And it'll say, "we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty." The travesty they're talking about is Kamala Harris. The person who said it is her own damn father. Travesty. I agree, though. She is a travesty. I'm all for, you know, doing what it takes to get ahead. But sleeping with Willie Brown was a step too far. That's a bridge I'm not
willing. Well, you got to hate on Willie, man.
That's a bridge I'm not willing to.
Willie just trying to, you know, get in there.
I don't hate on Willie. I hate on her for sleeping with
her. They literally changed the Constitution of California and came up with what do you call it, term limits because of Willie Brown. Because they couldn't get him out of there.
Him?
And they were like, "all right, term limits." And he was like, "all right, I'll go be mayor." "Y'all don't want me here no more? I'll be the mayor."
Willie Brown.
Hey.
Oh, did you know Condi Rice was in Alabama yesterday?
Yeah.
At Donald Watkins' trial?
Yeah, have you followed that?
No.
It's been pretty nuts.
Well, it was nuts yesterday. Apparently, she was the first witness put on by the prosecution.
No, the first witness yesterday.
Oh, first witness
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, because they had Takiyo on.
And Takiyo then, Spikes?
Yeah. And
what?
Yeah, he gave him 1M.
No.
Yeah, and so did one of his boys.
Takiyo Spikes did? Man,
yeah.
Donald Watkins is a scumbag.
Yeah, there's a lot of testimony. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, so then she, you know, of course, Condi, they're going to give her deference. Like, I think that was like she's like, "I can show up
on this day
for this time. And yeah, apparently he, you know, they were like, he would do the thing where he's like, you know, he's like, "Condoleezza, will you do this, this, and this?" And she's like, "no, no, and no." He's like, "I've been speaking with, you know, former blah, 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 Condoleezza Rice." And she's considering, you know, like, she didn't consider none of it.
That is, it's crazy. I told him at that time I was just out of government. I was looking at a lot of different possibilities. I was unlikely to join boards. Then he suggested she take a strategic advising position. She says no, and then he sends out a press release announcing her involvement. Then she emails Watkins and says, "look, I'm not in a position to accept the role." And he still is out there telling people. So then he comes back to her and he says, "look, I'm trying to put a group together to buy the Rams, the Los Angeles Rams."
Yeah, and she was like, "eh."
She said, "please do not associate me with it in any way."
She said, "leave me alone. I will dog walk you." I mean, basically.
Holy
man. And then, and the MLK III was up there.
Really?
Yep.
You know, he's got deep ties to Alabama.
Well, shocker. Really, he does?
Deep ties to Alabama.
How does that happen, Bear?
I don't know. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. 279-8919. You can check him out online, coleplumbing.com. You can find him on Facebook. Like him, share him. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services. But let me tell you, man, Cole Plumbing's where it's at. Put it in your phone, 279-8919. CC Cole, James Cole, Jeanette Cole, Cameron Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there. If you're a master plumber or journeyman plumber, want to get started in the plumbing trades, call Cole Plumbing. Ask what you can do or go by and visit them in person, 1142 Coliseum Boulevard. You will appreciate everything they have to offer. Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing. You don't have to dig a hole when you call on Cole. They got proprietary pipelining technology, the number one and the number two business. And when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Steve Flowers after the break.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Guys, welcome back in. 21 minutes now after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you as we are on each and every Thursday. Steve Flowers joins us. I do want to tell you real quickly before we bring Steve in about my friends over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall has everything you would ever need, everything you'd ever want. And it's somewhere in their place, man. 200 vendors, 60,000 square feet, three floors, air-conditioned, heated. It is fantastic. It's phenomenal. If you get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall and you cannot find exactly what you need, go talk to the friendly staff, man. They know everything. They know where everything is. It's just incredible. Dishes, furniture, clothes, antiques, vinyl records, dress-up clothes for the kids. Man, there's no shortage of stuff at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall, and more. More. Pictures to hang on the wall. Someone outed me the other day. I found a picture I wanted, a picture I really, really wanted at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. And someone said, I bet it's a pirate ship. Well, it was. It was. But I didn't get there in time. Somebody came and got it. That's the lesson at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. You buy now. Because if you wait too long, someone else may come get it. And they did. It was beautiful, and the price was right on it. Only like $100. It was gorgeous. Big old, 6 foot wide, probably 3 foot tall. Beautiful. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Get by there when you get the chance. Coliseum Boulevard, just off the Atlanta Highway. One more quick thing, because the lunch hour is here, and I want to mention it early. The special this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen is absolutely dynamite. If you have not been by there yet this week, get by there. They got pancetta in the special. That is a seasoned cured pork belly. It's a wonderful, wonderful meat. It's in there in a light red sauce with asparagus and cherry tomatoes over linguine with the toppings. Yes, I know. Dynamite, dynamite dish at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They also have, it's a special, so you can pair it with a salad for lunch for $9. They got the dinner portions as well, if you'd rather go that route. All their dressings are handmade, homemade, on-site. And you can buy them. Take them home. $8.99 a bottle. Fantastic. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique. Oh, excuse me. Not Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations right here in the River Region. Up on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, right next to the interstate, right across from where the Bass Pro Shop is right there, that shopping center. Boom. That's where the Prattville location is. And the Zelda Place location, the original Midtown Pizza Kitchen and Antique Mall. Get by there. Ask DI about the old catering menu while you're in there. They love to cater. They love to cater out of Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Steve Flowers, welcome into the program.
It's good to see you, young gentleman.
Hey, did you see, and Dave Mowry joins us as well as he does on Thursdays and special occasions. Did you see Bradley Byrne officially announced?
Did see it. And I got a tweet from him and a call from him.
Does he win?
I think he enters as the favorite for several reasons. He has run statewide, what I would consider a successful race. Would have won had not AEA spent a large amount of money against him.
Does that tarnish him? Is it 10 years later, is it still painful?
I think he's still, he ran 2000, it is 10 years, that's right. I think he has some remnants of name ID from that, though. But even bigger than that, Baron, I know we had a new day of campaigning where you do things by media and get on TV and radio and everything. But they're still, having run statewide, you build somewhat of an organization.
Right.
You've got, you know, people in each county that you can rely on, people you raise money.
That's the thing that I was going to say. He has the donor base statewide.
Donor base, and you know, just know it. Just having run statewide, there's a lot of experience you get from having done that.
It's true.
Having said that, and also. He comes from a very vote-rich part of the state. You and Barron know this, running people's campaigns. If y'all running somebody's campaign for attorney general, or U.S. senator, or governor, you'd send them to Baldwin County.
And Mobile, yep.
Yeah, Mobile and Baldwin County are, along with Shelby, are two of the vote-rich counties in the Republican primary. And he not only hails from Baldwin County, he's got real deep roots down there. His family settled on that eastern shore around Fairhope before the Civil War. I mean, they were some of the first settlers. And he's been elected down there to the school board from that district, from the state senate.
U.S. House.
The U.S. House. He's run about five or six successful campaigns, always done well in Baldwin. And he's the biggest thing, he's committed to the race. I mean, he committed a year ago, and he's probably made the round statewide, and the early bird gets the worm.
The thing about that I would say too about Mobile Baldwin is they're very loyal. They want one of their own, and they will open up the checkbook to get it.
David, you are extremely well versed in that regard. In my book, Goats and Governors, I talk about Alabama has the most prolific what I call friends and neighbors politics.
Right. VOK, yep.
Yeah, they'll vote for their person in the neck of the woods. But Mobile has even a more pronounced.
Yep.
If they've got somebody, and plus they feel like they own that Senate seat.
That's exactly right.
Sessions was in it, and so I think that comes into play. I think he gets a good, strong hometown vote, a home region vote.
I agree with that, and that's mm-hmm. and that's a solid base to start from.
Mm-hmm.
Another dynamic is when you're buying media in Alabama, Mobile's media market is more expensive per voter than anywhere else because
you reach all those people in
Florida. You're buying Mississippi and Florida,
yeah.
And none of those people can vote.
I did not know that.
So if you're selling Fords, it doesn't matter. You know, you're selling Fords to the people of America. But when you're selling a candidate, only people in Alabama can vote. And if you look at the geography, Mississippi's right there and Florida's right there. And you're buying all those people.
Didn't realize that, but y'all know that being media people. So, but I think we've hit on some points that make him enter as the favorite.
Well, and one of the things that helps him, the point I was making on the media peculiarity in Mobile is a lot of people will buy Mobile last, if at all. And he doesn't have to buy it.
Right. Good point. Excellent point.
So he's got built-in money.
Right. That's a good point.
In the name of
they won't buy that. They'll buy Shelby County first. Right.
They'll buy everybody. Will buy Jefferson and Huntsville.
Correct. Because you're hitting everybody in the state.
Right.
Very good. Y'all got some insight. But David came up with insight that on that local.
Mobile people are very serious about being from Mobile. I mean, and that counts for a lot.
And when you say Mobile,
that's the nicest way I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm talking about both.
Uh-huh,
yeah. I'm talking about that region.
Uh-huh.
That whole. Because you know, like you said, Senator Sessions, he's from Camden, right? Like
right.
Wilcox County.
But he started.
But he's from
Mobile.
Right. But mm-hmm. they consider him one of the. You know, that whole area. They're just. I mean, they consider Washington County part of their area.
They probably have always felt like they deserved a Senate seat.
Well, yeah.
You know,
they got the port.
Uh huh.
You know, they got a lot of. You know, the thing that. We always talk about, you and I have talked about this, is that, you know, the job of a senator is or a congressman is actually just to get as much for their district as humanly possible. And Mobile is in that area with the Delta,
mm-hmm.
Five Rivers, the they need a new bridge, they need a new tunnel. They kind of need somebody that's their person. That's going to, that's going to drive that money there instead of driving it to, say, Montgomery or Huntsville or mm-hmm. wherever.
Excellent point. They want a senator down there, and not that he's only a local candidate. Like I say, he's run statewide and has a statewide organization.
He definitely does. He's very. And the one thing I will say about Congressman Byrne is he is extremely smart and has probably studied, you know, every which way that he could have done it differently. You know, and you mentioned that, you know, he got blasted by
uh-huh.
AEA or whatever. But, you know, they're super PACs in, you know, federal races, too. So that but I think that what I'm saying is he's the type of guy that will learn from his mistakes, adapt, and overcome.
Plus, another thing, too, David, he can't be boxed into a corner or painted in as a right-wing zealot like Moore.
Right.
I mean, he checks all the boxes, having voted exactly like the social conservatives want. Our desire, but that's not his forte. He can't be. He's a business Republican.
Which helps him with money, but may not help him with some of the voters that he has to deal with.
But I mean, if you put his record up,
well, I know
it's going to be the same as a Dean Young.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking Palmer may get in that race.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Do you see the Club for Growth came out pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
They said this is kind of. They said, hold on, loading. Today, the Club for Growth Action polling reveals Palmer's strongest conservative in Alabama Senate race. Today, Club for Growth Action released a poll that shows a real conservative will win the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Alabama, and that individual is not Congressman Bradley Byrne, which, you know...
I think he'll struggle. I mean, you guys are extolling his virtues, and he's a nice guy.
I don't work for any of these people, so I'm just saying that's a shot across the bow, saying we don't come after you.
And Palmer has some of the same, and he's just as astute politically as Byrne is.
He is
because he's very. How should I say? He knows what he's doing, and he's very cautious.
Yeah, no, I agree with you though, Barry. I mean, I'm not saying that I think that he's going to win. I just think that he's gonna be a well-funded, serious candidate.
No, I think he's gonna be very well-funded, very serious. He'll start out, as you said, as the favorite. I just think in the end, he's giving up a very safe congressional seat that he could sit in for the next 10 or 20 years and do whatever he wanted to, and he'll end up out of a job in 2020. That's my guess. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy or I hate him or I wish he loses. That's just how I see it right now. If he proves me wrong, then so be it.
I think it's a foregone conclusion that whoever wins that Republican primary is going to beat Doug Jones.
All right, yeah.
I couldn't agree more with that. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, my friend Greg Wren over there does a great job, a fantastic job, day in and day out, of examining the businesses in this area, looking at their employee benefits packages and helping them save money. It's that easy. Helping them save money. So call them, 356-1502, 356-1502. Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com online, CornerstoneMGA.com online. If you're in business, the only thing better than money is more money. So if you're making a bunch of money, you can make a little more by saving on your employee benefits packages. And if you are having trouble saving money, then call him and he'll show you how to save the money. 356-1502, 356-1502. It's so much easier than you think. All they do is come in and ask you a few questions and then away they go and show you how much money they can save. It's that easy. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, everybody. More rain in the forecast for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the upper 70s with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon and tonight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching the radar carefully. Very mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. And again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Saturday's high in the lower 80s. I think much of the day will be dry, but we're worried about the risk of some severe weather, perhaps towards Saturday evening and Saturday night. And we'll keep you up to date on that. Our weather app will be good to get on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Guys, welcome back in the News and Views. It's 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on Thursdays. Dave's here on Thursdays on special occasions. Steve Flowers joins us whenever the hell he feels like it, and today's one of those days. I do need to tell everybody before we go back to Steve and Dave and the commentary and analysis on Alabama politics, which I'll introduce you in a second, Steve. You're one of the foremost experts on Alabama politics in the entire state. I want to tell you real quickly about my man, Tom Latham, over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. 284. Don't laugh at me just because I forgot who was up next. 284-9292. Tom Latham is a genius. He's a concrete genius. This guy does absolutely everything respect to concrete. Laying foundations, he can do it. Pouring curbing, doing driveways, walkways, patios, decorative, stamped concrete, polished concrete, flat concrete. And what I mean by that is not polished. I don't mean like sometimes he puts it at an angle. I mean, it's all flat, but, you know, but polished concrete, flat concrete, matte concrete. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. The guy can do anything you want. Whether you're buying a brand new house and a brand new lot and you need it cleared off and have a pad put down or some piers dug, he can do that as well. He's dug millions and millions of dollars in piers in his life. He is a flat-out guru when it comes to concrete. So get in touch with my man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Check out those thousands of pictures he has on Facebook. It's really uncanny how many pictures he has on Facebook. You'll never be able to see them all. I've tried. It's been hours. You can't find them all. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, on the web, pennyearn.co. But call him. That's the way to get in touch with him, 284-9292. 284-9292. We have, in addition to Dave, who's here on Thursdays and special occasions, the professor of Alabama politics, Steve Flowers, who's an author of Goats and Governors. You can find that where books are sold. And on his website, steveflowers.us. He's the most widely read columnist in the history of the state of Alabama, appearing in, 60-something newspapers around the state of Alabama. He is, for many people in rural areas, their only voice, their only influential voice they get on Alabama politics. So he sort of sets the tone around the state. If Steve says it, generally it happens. And if he wants it to happen, all he has to do is say it. And
well, thank you.
That's Steve Flowers.
And thank you, Aaron.
If you buy his book direct from him or from the website, he'll inscribe it to you.
Thank y'all.
Will you sign their books if they buy it off the steveflowers.us?
Yes, sure will.
Yeah, he sent
thank
me one.
Y'all. Thank y'all for that introduction. That's nice, man. Appreciate that.
What's the gas tax? Is it going to pass?
You know, I think it's going to have more of an uphill battle than we think. I think we should pass it, I personally, because I think we need to do something about our roads and bridges. But and I think going back to Mobile, an interesting conversation I had with Senator Shelby, and brings me to the point I'm going to make, is that he and I were having dinner one night about a month ago, and he brought up the need to expand the port in Mobile,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to make that a priority for him as chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He told me, and y'all may know this, and I was not aware of it, you know, obviously we know we've become the second largest automobile manufacturing state in America, but Mercedes cannot ship their vehicles through that port.
Really?
They cannot. I didn't know it either.
That's kind of crazy.
It needs deepening and widening to such an extent. And as you alluded to a while ago, David, those people are a little provincial. The old people in Mobile are older generations of people, as everybody knows, and they haven't wanted Mobile to grow.
No, that's right. Keep it small. Keep it all.
You know, but geographically and everything else, that port could be the next Houston, Texas, with the right thinking. But it's just almost a travesty that we don't ship our vehicles, especially Mercedes, through that port. So when you talk about infrastructure, that is going to be part of the package, and I think Governor Ivey is going to make that part of her package. But I know we don't want to say, you know, but what it boils down to is where will the roads go? It's all politics,
right.
and people don't want to, Montgomeryans don't want to send money into the Treasury, and Birmingham people don't want to send their money to the Treasury if they know it ain't going, if it's going to go for a rural road in Covington County that Crum Foshee got built. You know, and that's been,
that's right.
They've been a little political in the past, but there's still going to have to be some politics to sell a thing, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to make promises, you know, to certain folks that, you know, this is where you're going to get this much money, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, like I just said in the last segment, I mean, again, that's those people's job. You know, what people don't realize is that the Constitution says that there's one reason that we have a session, and that one reason is to pass budgets. And what do budgets do? They appropriate money from the state that's tax dollars collected back to districts. And so that's what those guys are there for, is to fight for the money. And so, you know, if I'm a legislator and I'm sitting there and I'm going, like, am I going to vote for this? I'm going to make dang sure
that the top 2 to 5 priorities in my district or my area are going to get funded?
Well, that's going to what's going to set it, and it's going to have to take some old-timey politics. One of the last times they raised gasoline tax, I was a legislator. I was a freshman legislator.
Pikes Peak was just a pimple back then.
But George Wallace was the governor.
Yes, that's...
And he taxed everything that wasn't nailed down.
Joey, that might not be in your lifetime.
I was 88. But what?
Yeah, Barron left. That's for that. It was, yeah. It's just 82 to 86. I was a freshman legislator.
Wow. That's the last time we raised the tax.
Well, it's close to it, I think. I voted against the tax, but I voted for several before that. But Wallace was—he was artful when it came to twisting arms.
Yeah.
Even though, but I represented his county, so it was pretty easy. He would have people down there in groups, and he would say, "Now, what do you want, Joe or David? What do you want for your district? You know, we're going to have a road program, and you need to have you some program, have I told you the Nupi Cosby story?
Maybe, but tell it because it's funny.
Noopy Cosby.
Anything going with Noopy's funny.
It was the funniest thing in the world. I was down there, and Noopy had voted against all the taxes. And Wallace was late on in life, and he had been shot, and he was on a lot of pain pills, so he was not comatose every day. But he was on his best points this particular day. And like they would have you down there, he wanted to pass the gas tax to build roads, which is what he did every time he was governor. So he had us down there, groups of 10 or 12 at a time, and do what we call hotboxing you. I had voted for most of them because I was Wallace's representative, and he'd made me a floor leader, and so I had Barber County. And he says, and Noopy Cosby was down there, and I never knew what Noopy's real name was. I just assumed he was born with the name Noopy. I'd known him since college, and everybody in Selma knew him as Noopy Cosby, Noopy had voted against every tax, and Wallace, I think, somebody had told him that, so he was zero in on Noopy, and he didn't quite know what Noopy's name was, and he says, he knew he's from Selma. He says, "Now, Nudie, let me explain this to you, Nudie. We're going to have a road tax bill, and we're going to have some roads in the state, Nudie. Now, Nudie, when I was a freshman legislator from Barber County, I had me a road program, Nudie. Now, Nudie, I know you need your road program from Selma, and I think if I were you, I'd make that highway from Montgomery to Selma my road program. You know, it's a very dangerous road, murderous road. People get killed on that road all the time, very murderous highway. Nudie, let me explain this to you, Nudie. You need to get you a road program, and Nudie, if you vote for the gasoline tax, then your road program be part of my road program. But, Nudie, let me explain this to you further. If you don't vote for the gasoline tax, I'm afraid your road program won't be part of my road program, and you won't get any roads into Dallas County. Now, Steve Flowers is going to have a road program. He represents Barber County, and Barber County is going to have some roads, if you don't know what I'm talking about. So he's going to take care of Barber County.
And, you know, you remember a couple of years ago, people got up in arms about that that Bentley, you know, tried to pull some money out of somebody's
politics.
I mean, that literally, like, that's what it's about.
Exactly. Yeah. I tell you another one, but Big Jim's, a lot of the rural roads in the state really are in
farm to market roads, right?
They're in bad shape, and a lot of them are the original farm to market roads paid by Big Jim Folsom. That's Big Jim's legacy. He paved every farm to market road in the state because during that era, everybody was a farmer, and they lived on dirt roads, and their roads would get washed out. They couldn't get the crops to the market, and they'd lose their whole crop because they couldn't get. So Big Jim understood that, and he was going to help the little farmer get their roads filled, and he did it all over the state. I can make a talk anywhere in the state and tell them stories about Big Jim Folsom from Scottsboro to Geneva. And invariably, I was in Evergreen about a year ago, and some old guy came up to me after my talk, and he says, "Flowers, let me tell you something. If Big Jim Folsom was running for governor today, I'd vote for him. He paved my granddaddy's road in front of my house, in front of his house." So he made a lot of friends. There's a funny story about that I share. This is one of Big Jim's classics. Big Jim's best friend in the legislature was a guy named John Snodgrass, who was a representative from Jackson County up in Scottsboro. Well, Snodgrass was the heir to a very prominent political family up there. His granddaddy and his daddy had been prominent circuit judges in Jackson County in the northeast corner of the state, Scottsboro. And Wallace always did well up there. But Big Jim was real strong up there because he took care of North Alabama. But Big Jim loved Snodgrass, and Snodgrass loved Big Jim. They were best buddies. They were drinking buddies. He'd have him over to the governor's mansion and drink whiskey with him every night. And he said, Snodgrass, I'm going to build that bridge up there y'all been wanting across the Tennessee River. I'm going to build it. I'm going to build you a bridge up there. And this was part of the Foreign Market Road Program. Snodgrass, I appreciate it, Governor. So they got the money appropriated and built that bridge. And folks in Scottsboro were just shocked because there wasn't no road going to it. And they said, well, we ain't never seen anybody build a bridge. And later on, and they said, Big Jim told them, said, well, let me tell y'all something, Douglas Snodgrass. Said, don't y'all know that if they build a bridge, they got to build a road to it? They're going to have to. And they sure enough did. It was Highway 117 going through Sand Mountain. That's that. But in that progress, Big Jim said, Snodgrass, I'm going to name that bridge after you. It's going to be called the John Snodgrass Bridge. And it's still in existence right now. You can ask Senator Steve Livingston about it. That may be what he wants is to get that bridge replaced in his road program. But anyway, we said, Big Jim says, Snodgrass, I'm going to name that bridge after you. And then the people in Jackson County got in a furor about that and says, we don't want a bridge named after somebody living. You can't name after somebody living.
Right.
Oh, Big Jim thought about it for a couple of days and called Snodgrass over the mansion and said, Snodgrass, I done got this figured out. Snodgrass, what was your granddaddy's name? Says, John, just like me. What about your daddy? John, just like me. Well, hell, Snodgrass, we're just named after them, and they'll really be named after you.
So his name is John Snodgrass Bridge. There you go.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Oh, wow.
Big Jim said, I done figured it out, Snodgrass.
We will name it after them, name it after you.
My goodness.
That's awesome.
Old Big Jim was something. He tall as you were.
I know. Yeah, the big man, or the little man's big friend.
Well, you about 6'8", ain't you, David?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what stories are going on now. We'll go on with this session.
There you go.
What the odds are. We'll see. We'll get to this break. Where the hell did Baron go?
He disappeared.
He just disappeared.
Poof.
We'll be right back, folks.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permit damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. I still don't know what happened to Baron, but
He evaporated.
Yeah, imploded like a Spinal Tap drummer.
Yeah, he spontaneously combusted.
Yeah.
That's okay. We got Joey.
We've got Dave.
We got Dave. We got Mr. C. Flowers.
We got time for another Big Jim story.
Oh, of course.
Let me tell you one about his Farm to Market Road program, too. This is a true story. Big Jim ran for Congress as a young man. He was from the Wiregrass. He ran the old 3rd District, the old Henry Stegall District. And Henry Stegall was a venerable congressman from the 3rd District. He came down and got all of Dothan and the Wiregrass. Right. And he was chairman of the banking committee. And
The Glass-Steagall Act was that he was one of those guys.
Exactly.
He's the Stegall, not the Glass.
And anyway, Big Jim was making a foray into politics. He later moved to Cullman, so he had two home bases when he ran for governor, talking about the friends and neighbors.
That's
so
right.
He claimed he carried Cullman and the Wiregrass, and that's why he won the 46th governor's race. But that's not the story. The story is Big Jim was campaigning down a dirt road in Geneva County. You know where Geneva County is, around the Florida line, in the heart of the Wiregrass. Anyway, he campaigned down dirt road and got at the end of that road, and he fell in love with his farmer and his wife. And he sat down on the porch and drank buttermilk with them all afternoon. Big Jim was a big man like David Mowry, about 6'8", and he drank about 2 quarts of buttermilk. Took his shoes off like he always did and got talking to them country folks, and he loved them. They fell in love with each other. Big Jim got ready to leave after about a 2-hour visit. You wouldn't advise staying 2 hours with one voter, would you?
No.
Big Jim did it, and he got up and left, and old farmer shouted at him, says, "Boy, let me ask you something. If you ever get elected something, will you pave my road?" Big Jim said, "I damn sure will. I'll do it." And he fast forward 10 years, and old Big Jim gets elected governor. Guess what Farm to Market Road he paid first?
That one.
That one in Geneva County. And it's called the Buttermilk Road.
Hey.
It exists down there now. One of the first Farm to Market Road in the state is the Buttermilk Road in Geneva County. That's why it's named that. Big Jim.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
He fulfilled that promise,
didn't
he?
He sure did.
And that old farm was still living.
Man, that's crazy.
10 years later, Big Jim moves to Cullman, works for the WPA, and sells insurance, and gets known all over North Alabama, and runs for governor, and comes back and wins in 46 and builds that road in Geneva County.
Wow.
Farm to Market Road.
Never forget.
Big Jim.
Who we got on the line?
We got Gary G. on line one here. Now, Gary G., behave yourself. We don't want another caller seminar.
Okay. Hey, this is really for Steve Flowers.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question. I had a friend of mine that worked with Big Jim Folsom. His name was H.L. White. And he told me a story about a bird that everybody tried to incorporate into the state of Alabama to take control of the fire ants.
I ain't never heard of that one. That's a good I don't ever heard of that one.
It was supposed to take care of the fire ants to be like the Bob White quail. And they didn't do a whole lot of research on it because it was a migratory bird from South America. State bought about 250,000 and turned them loose on local farms, and they picked up and flew away. A cotuit or something. I can't remember the name of the bird. I'll try to research that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Tell you about it one time, the game commissioner, and he said, yeah, we bought an old chicken house and raised about 250,000 of those birds and turned them loose, and they picked up and flew away.
Well, they were, well, I went back to South America.
That's right.
Where they were from. Birds do that, you know.
They sure do.
They do fly.
Yeah. Big Jim would have known that. Those birds go back where they're from.
Right.
They know how to get back.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see if you
hear. I ain't never heard that one.
See if I could call BS with Howard. But, yeah, that's cool.
I bet old Big Jim was mad about that. Paid all that money to them birds, and they flew back to South America.
That's a fact. I've got to get some more research on that.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, Gary. And let's take a breath. Really, I'm just saying take a breath. Randall. Because Randall, take a breath, and then make your point, Randall. Hello, Randall.
He probably mad he didn't know birds could fly, Steve. see, I mean, why do you think raising gas tax is the best way, the only way? Because the way I see it, it looks like it's only going to be two or three big projects at the most. And they I mean, on the interstate, like I said a couple of weeks ago, it may be $1.99. I seen it was like $2.05 on a couple places by the interstate. But out here in the woods, where people, you know, penny pinch. I mean, it's 30 cent higher. I mean, when it was $1.99, y'all's place, it was $2.19 up here. I mean, I know ain't nothing gonna get done here, and it ain't gonna stimulate our stores. It's gonna be money that we ain't gonna be able to put towards, you know, buying an extra piece of candy for the kids and stimulate the people right there. It's gonna go somewhere else. Why can't it be something else? It's got to be a different way, because, I mean, gas ain't going to stay this low forever anyway, and you know that.
Well, the Constitution of Alabama, and matter of fact, most states, earmark the gasoline tax for roads and bridges, and that's what it's for. So that's the only way you're going to get money to build and fix roads is through a gasoline tax, because that's where that money's earmarked for that. A lot of our money in the state's earmarked.
A lot of it.
And that money, the entire gasoline tax. Matter of fact, the highway department and roads and bridges is not affected by proration, because their money goes right to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a direct, the legislature doesn't even appropriate it.
That's right.
It goes straight to the highway department. So that's the only way you're going to. You got to raise that's the revenue so much for roads and bridges.
I think we could think a little harder, though. Let's slow down this raising the gas, man. It's not right. This is the wrong time to do it.
There's going
to
be plenty of conversation about it, Randall.
Well, I think the thing that nobody's really thinking about, though, is that I saw a thing that says by 2020, electronic vehicles will be comparable in price to gas-powered vehicles.
Right.
And so then what?
Right, and then the more efficiency with the hybrids too. If you're not full electric, find the revenue somewhere.
Yep.
Well, I guess
anyway,
news gotta
do
is done.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I feel a little awkward. I'm the shortest man in the room. I'm not used to that now.
You definitely are.
Even sitting down, I'm the shortest man.
How tall are you?
Only 6 foot.
Yeah, he's just a little guy.
Everybody's short compared to my range.
That's right. And most people are short compared to Steve. This is fun. We'll do it again.
It was. Dan Moore Show's next.
Baron will be back tomorrow.
Good to be with y'all.
All right, man. Everything.